This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is nobody that can misguide Him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is nobody that can guide Him. And I bear witness that there is no God deserving of worship except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and His messenger. May Allah exalt His mention and grant Him peace, and the same for His family and His companions and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as He deserves for you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from it created its mate, and from them both created many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and Allah is ever watchful over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. In a previous khutbah, I had spoken about beautiful patience, sabarun jameel. And in this khutbah, insha'Allah ta'ala, I want to talk to you about the thing which always goes together with sabr, with patience. It is always together with patience, such that when you look at any Muslim individual, they are required to have these two things together. One of them is the patience that we spoke about, and the other is ash-shukr, gratitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. When your Lord proclaimed, if you have gratitude, I will give you more. And if you are ungrateful, then my punishment is severe. And notice that the word for being ungrateful in Arabic is kufr. That's the word for being ungrateful. Because disbelief in Allah is the greatest kind of ingratitude. And the worst example of being ungrateful is to disbelieve in Allah. If you show gratitude to Allah, if you are grateful for what Allah has given you, Allah will give you more. And if you are ungrateful, then the punishment of Allah is severe. The least thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to a person who is ungrateful is they take the blessing away from them. They remove that blessing is removed from them. Allah Azza wa Jalla removes the blessing from them. And that is the smallest thing that happens to the person who is ungrateful to Allah. And if we think about our situation, we realize that we are always in a situation that requires patience or gratitude. Always. In our life, in everything. Because everything that happens to us is either something which is an open blessing, which requires gratitude, or it is a difficulty or a hardship and a test which requires patience. And we also must understand that when we talk about being tested, Allah tests you with blessings as well as hardships. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us in the Quran, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. We will test you with difficulty, with evil, with bad things, and we will also test you with khayr. So what is the test when it comes to shar? When it comes to evil, what is the test? The test is as-sabr, patience. And when it comes to khayr, what is the test? When it comes to good, what is the test? The test is a shukr, gratitude. So we always remain in these two situations. And it's not the case that one of them, it takes over us completely. Because all of us have blessings. All of us have blessings. Even the one who is in the most difficult situation today among us, the one in this room who is going through the biggest problem, still they have so many blessings. And from the blessings is that Allah Azza wa Jal brought you here today to the Jumu'ah. How many people they came to the door is closed, there is no space. How many people they didn't even get out of bed to come. How many people they're working, their employer would not allow them to come. So even the person in this room who is suffering the most, still they have so many blessings. So you always have these two things inside of you. You always have sabr, because there are always difficulties in your life. And you always have shukr, because there are always blessings in your life. As for the essence of shukr, of gratitude, you have to think of three different things. You have to think of your heart. You have to think of your heart. And you have to think of your tongue. And you have to think of your limbs. As for your heart, the very first thing in your heart is to admit that your blessings come from Allah. And that's why when you see the disbelievers, the kuffar, one of the first things you see from them as to how ungrateful they are is they don't admit their blessings came from Allah. They say the likes of إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I was given this because I am smart. I was given this blessing because I'm very clever. I was given this blessing because I'm a hard worker. No, you were given this blessing by Allah. Yes, your hard work was a cause. Your intelligence was a cause. Your efforts were a cause. But the real blessing, it came from Allah. So you must never say, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I was just given it because I'm smart. You have to say, I was given it from Allah. And in your heart, you have to admit that this blessing, it came from Allah. As for your tongue, you have to praise Allah for this blessing. You have to praise Allah. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the blessings of your Lord, proclaim them. Praise Allah for the blessings that He gave you. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهِ. And they say, all praises to Allah who guided us to this, and we could never have guided ourselves if it wasn't for Allah. So the person, first of all, their heart admitted that this blessing came from Allah. And secondly, their tongue praised Allah for the blessing. But this is not the end of a shukr. It's not the end of being grateful to Allah. There is one third thing, and many, many, many people forget it. And that is found in the statement of Allah, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Act, O family of Dawood, in gratitude, and few of my slaves are really grateful. Because very few people, they remember this part of shukr, which is that you have to use your ni'mah for the sake of Allah. Okay, Allah gave you the ni'mah of Islam. And this is the greatest ni'mah Allah can give you in this dunya. Allah gave you the ni'mah of Islam. What are you going to do? Are you going to keep it inside, or are you going to do something with it? Are you going to practice it? Are you going to act on it? Are you going to actually enter into Islam? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa. O you who believe, go into Islam completely. Allah gave you the ni'mah of your health. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to use your health to disobey Allah, or are you going to use your health for the sake of Allah? Allah gave you intelligence. What are you going to use it for? Are you going to use it to take the people away from Allah, or are you going to use it for the sake of Allah? Allah gave you money. What are you going to use it for? You're going to use it to spend upon haram, or you're going to use it to help the cause of Allah, and to help the religion of Allah, and to help the poor and the needy, and to give the zakah and the sadaqah. So the key to shukr is, in your heart you admit that it's from Allah, you praise Allah on your tongue, and you use your ni'mah for the sake of Allah. Whatever ni'mah you have been given, you use it for Allah. And every one of us, even the one who is the most poor among us, has so many blessings. The one who has the most stress among us has so many blessings. The one who is in the worst health among us has so many blessings. All of you have blessings from Allah. Use them for the sake of Allah. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise is due to Allah alone. We ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his family and his companions. We have been talking about being grateful to Allah. And we said that most people are not grateful. وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few people are grateful. And we said that grateful, it means, first of all, in your heart, that you believe that every blessing that came to you is from Allah. فَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessing you have, it came from Allah. And number two, you praise Allah on your tongue. You thank Allah and you praise Allah. And number three is that you use this blessing for the sake of Allah. You act on it and you practice and you use this blessing for the sake of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Suhaib ibn Sinan, رضي الله عنه عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير. He said, how wonderful, how amazing is the situation of the believer, and everything for the believer is good. And he said, وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن. This isn't for anyone except the believer. He said, إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. The hadith is narrated by Muslim. He said, if this person goes through good times, سَرَّاء, happiness, good times, he's grateful to Allah and this is better for him. And if he goes through bad times, ضَرَّ, he's patient and this is better for him. And so in this khutbah, I wanted to bring together between these two things. One of them we spoke about in the first khutbah, we spoke about sabrun jameel, beautiful patience. And now we're speaking about gratitude to Allah. And from the things that you can ask Allah for, when you ask Allah Azza wa Jal for gratitude, there are several things, but one of the ones that comes to mind is the hadith of Mu'adh, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, Ya Mu'adh, he said to him, O Mu'adh, he said to him, Inni uhibbuk, or Inni la uhibbuk. He said, I love you. So do not leave at the end of every prayer. And some of the scholars, they said, before you give the salam, and you say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah, help me to remember you, and help me to be grateful to you. Help me to have shukr for you, and help me to worship you in the best way. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Allah will certainly reward the people who are grateful. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمْ بِذَلِكَ رَبُّكُمْ فَقَالَ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة